Nowadays, square dance is no longer just a recreational activity for elders, but more of a social problem which bothers both residents and the government. Recently, Xi'an releases a draft regulation setting a time limit for the dancers. Violators will face a fine of up to 1,000 yuan. So do you think that square dancing has really become such of a public problem that the government needs to intervene?
First, I just want to say that it's not square dancing. Square dancing is a type of dancing that you see a lot of times in the United States with country music, and people dance in the shape of a square. Here, what we're talking about is dancing in public spaces.
Right.
Sorry.
Well, I do think it could be a noisy problem, especially if, you know, you get up really early and start dancing with very loud music at 5 or 6 a.m. However, I do think that to fine someone 1,000 yuan is kind of too harsh. Plus, you know, this new rule says that you can no longer do this between 10 p.m. and 7 a.m. I don't think anyone is doing this after 10 p.m. anyway, so maybe just the early morning part, it makes more sense.
Well, even then, I mean, look, the government has to step in. I mean, we're seeing more and more conflicts between, non-dancing residents and dancing residents. Most recently, I forget where, but two men wearing all black with masks went up to a group of these dancing women and used motor oil on them. And we've seen cases of people actually hitting them. We've seen cases of people sicking their dogs on them to attack and bite these people. And so something has to be done. I mean, what we're looking at is, isolated, culture wars or cultural battles, you might say, because people who are living in these areas, who are affected by it, they've had enough. Because they've asked the police to do something, they've asked the Chengguan to do something, and nothing seems to actually happen. Yeah, the police, the Chengguan, they say, hey, guys, you got to keep it down, and the dancers say, yeah, okay, fine. And then two or three days later, it's back to normal. And so, this is really the problem. I mean, you can argue for them, you can argue against them, but bottom line, what we're dealing with here is just social, the beginnings of social instability. And so, on the one hand, maybe 1,000 RMB is too much, but you got to draw the line somewhere. I mean, you have to start restricting behavior and start with perhaps harsher punishments, and then ease up a little bit as people actually become more reasonable.
Yeah. So I guess drawing a line is necessary. Nobody would disagree with that. But then the question is, where do we draw the line? And here Xi'an says from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. 10 p.m. to 7 a.m. No activities that generates any noise. Plus, this is not only targeting the dancers. It targets any sort of activity that that generates noise. But I think the difficult part for me is, how do you define noise? Because, I've been doing some research to find what's the exact decibel level that would be considered noise. Some places it says 80 decibels, and in some places it says 60 or 65, so it's actually not that consistent. But even that, I think people's tolerance of noise levels are also different. It may be 65 or under 65, but some people may find it really noisy.
Well, I'm sorry, look, if your neighbor is having a party late at night, do the cops care how loud it is? Are they going to take whatever you want to call it, that measures decibels, and measure it before they go and knock on the door? No, of course not. I mean, the focus really does need to be taken away from the actual technical volume of these people, and really just look at the number of complaints. If you're getting 10 complaints from different parts of a neighborhood, well, it's probably time to do something.
Well, but this is still not quite clear. What if you've just got some really hard to please neighbors?
You know? I was thinking that as well. Plus, it's also possible that the other end is true, because I would say the vast majority of Chinese people are less willing to make phone calls. Maybe they're less confrontational or whatever. So what if they under-report? So that's also a possibility.
Sure. I mean, that is a good point. But I think this is why Xi'an is actually pretty smart, because they're not just targeting the dancers. They're just saying any kind of public noise. And to be honest, I think, Liu Yan earlier was saying that 7 a.m. might be a good time. Maybe we could push it to a little bit later. I think 10 p.m. is too late. I mean, mm-hmm. I have, you know, both of my kids, I try to get them to bed before 9 o'clock. You know, thank God we don't have to deal with this situation. If we did, I would be one very, very angry parent. But my son, you know, he's turning 2 in a couple of weeks. We try to get him to bed before 8 o'clock and my daughter before 9 o'clock. And so if we had to deal with this type of noise disturbance hitting that deadline, because, you know what, kids need sleep, just so you know. I would be, you know, I think very angry.
Yeah, that's true.
Actually, what John just said reminded me, because I think a lot of people are just saying this because they are thinking from their own situation. Because I'm a night owl, so I don't think 10 p.m. is a problem for me at all. But I tend to sleep in a little bit in the morning, so I think 7 is way too early.
Right.
So maybe if everyone tries to be more understanding and tries to think from other people's perspective, and, you know, we can sort of reach some agreement.
I think that especially these women and, you know, some men, this is a great way of for them to form a community around a common interest. And I think that, you know, that in China needs more of that, to be honest. But the issue is that they're using public space. They're abusing, I would say, public space in order to do so. And so perhaps, you know, number one, I would say it's a question of enforcement in terms of a public noise disturbance. Number two, it's also about the fact that they have to use these public spaces near residents because there really isn't anything else available for them to use.
Yeah, I think one solution may be to set up time slots where they can book the use of a venue or of an open space. Because, you know, after all, when they dance, they occupy the whole space. You know, it's not like you have a kid and you just want to stay there for 5 minutes. They pretty much just take up the space for an hour or two. So if they can book the place.
But if it's an open space, then nobody is in charge of it. Then that's also
a problem. I mean, in terms of public spaces, number one, it is a government problem. They really haven't made very many. But the issue is, especially with China's mode of residential development, it's not the government that's in charge of necessarily, you know, managing these public spaces, even though they are public. It's the Wuye. It's a private company, and their responsibilities to their residents are different than the responsibilities government has towards its people.